All right, everybody, welcome back. We're diving into another complex topic today and making it a little less complex, hopefully.
We'll try.
You know, I think oil prices are one of those things that are just shrouded in mystery for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing some interesting movement lately with prices taking a dip.
That's right.
So we're going to explore that.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We've got an article here that's going to guide our deep dive today titled Oil Price Decline, Tariffs, Ukraine Talks, and Bitumen Overview.
Sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. So we're going to break it down.
Okay.
And I think we should start with the headline here. You know, oil prices fell by 1% on Friday, February 28th, 2025.
Okay.
First weekly loss in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And even more interesting, the first monthly decline.
Oh, wow.
Since November 2024.
Big news.
Yeah, it's a shift.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it affect both WTI crude and Brent crude.
Right.
So those are the two benchmarks.
Mm-hmm.
For oil prices globally.
Yeah.
So the big question is, what's driving this change?
Well, I think the article points to a few different things that we can sort of unpack.
Okay.
One of the big ones is this idea of trade wars coming back.
Oh, boy.
You know, President Trump put these tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and that's causing some uncertainty.
Yeah. You know, 10% tax on those energy imports from Canada.
Right.
It's no small thing.
It's significant.
Yeah. And I always wonder about this stuff. Like, how does this trickle down to us? You know, like, is this going to affect what I pay at the pump?
Yeah, I think that's always the question, right?
Yeah.
Is this going to impact gas prices, energy costs in general?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's really hard to predict.
Yeah.
You know, in those short-term impacts, what we often see is sort of that initial reaction in the markets where, you know, businesses are trying to figure out, okay, how do we adjust to this new landscape?
Right.
And of course, any increase in the cost of energy for these companies is probably going to get passed on to us.
Yeah.
In some way.
In some form.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether that's at the gas pump or, you know, our electricity bill. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the article mentions, you know, this potential economic slowdown,
yeah,
which is interesting.
Well, and how does that work? Because we're also hearing about inflation all the time.
Yeah, it's a weird kind of paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of countries are dealing with this. You know, you've got this rising inflation, and normally you would raise interest rates to try to cool things down a little bit.
Right.
But then you have these worries about economic growth slowing down.
Yeah.
Which would normally mean you'd lower interest rates.
Right. To encourage people to spend.
Exactly. So it's kind of like this
push and pull.
Yeah. It's like a tug of war.
Yeah.
And it makes things tough for those central banks.
Yeah. They've got a tough job.
They do.
Yeah. And, you know, so this uncertainty in the market about which way the economy's going.
Right.
I mean, that makes investors nervous.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then that ripples through everything, you know.
It does.
So oil prices are just one part of that.
Exactly.
Okay. And then they throw us this curveball here, you know, talking about peace talks in Ukraine. How does that play into this whole?
Well, obviously, peace is a good thing.
Obviously.
But even positive changes can cause uncertainty in the markets.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, imagine if things settle down in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Suddenly you have all this Ukrainian grain coming back onto the global market.
Yeah.
Now, that's great for food security, but it could really disrupt, you know, the prices, current trade flows.
Yeah.
It's something that investors are watching super closely.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good point. You know, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
That even positive change can have these ripple effects.
Totally.
So, okay, we've got all this uncertainty.
Yeah.
And then you start to see these speculators getting a little nervous.
Can you remind me what a speculator is?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I always forget.
Basically, they're investors who are making bets on future price movements.
Okay.
So they're not really looking to hold on to things long term. Oh. They want to make a quick profit.
Yeah.
And when they see a lot of volatility, they tend to pull back because they don't want to lose money.
Right.
And that pulling back can also affect market prices.
Interesting. Okay. So then we've got OPEC Plus.
Yeah.
Which the article says they haven't decided on production levels for April and beyond.
Right. They're being pretty quiet about it.
Yeah. And I always hear about OPEC, but I'm never quite sure what their role is.
Yeah. So OPEC Plus,
mm-hmm.
it stands for the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Okay.
Plus a few other countries like Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They essentially control a huge chunk of the global oil supply.
Wow.
Yeah. And they set production quotas
right.
for their members, which of course
yeah.
impacts the price of oil all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're not being clear about what they're going to do
right.
just adds to the uncertainty.
Yeah, so much going on.
It's a lot.
Okay, then they take this really sharp turn
yeah.
and start talking about bitumen. And honestly, I'm not even sure what that is.
Yeah, so bitumen's basically like a really thick, sticky form of petroleum.
Okay.
You might not know it by name, but it's used in a lot of things.
Well,
like road construction roofing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not something I think about every day.
I mean, who does?
But clearly important.
Right.
So what does the article say about bitumen?
Well, it talks about global prices.
Okay.
Which are interesting. You know, like Singapore's 180 CST bitumen
yeah.
dropped to $473 recently.
Okay.
Bahrain's holding steady at 420.
Okay.
Europe's somewhere between 440 and 470.
Wow. So a pretty big range depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Now they talk about India. And that's interesting because they're saying import demand is still super high,
uh-huh.
even though prices are expected to fall.
Yeah.
Now, that seems a little counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
But I think it really highlights how important those regional factors are.
Mm-hmm.
So India has this huge
yeah.
and growing need
right.
for infrastructure development.
Mm-hmm.
So they need bitumen for roads and bridges
yeah.
and all that stuff.
So even though prices are fluctuating,
right. yeah.
that demand isn't going anywhere.
Exactly.
Wow, that's so interesting. You know, it's like this little commodity
yeah.
can tell us so much about what's happening.
It's a window.
In a country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, then we have Iran, which is the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Prices are actually going up.
They are going up.
As their new year approaches.
That's right.
Why is that?
Well, the article says there's a few things happening.
Okay.
You know, their exchange rate's fluctuating.
Mm.
There's a lot of competition for raw materials.
Right.
Especially with the holiday coming up.
Okay.
And even logistical challenges.
Cool.
Like congestion at the ports.
Wow.
Yeah, you've got all these exporters trying to get their shipments out
mm-hmm.
before the New Year celebrations.
Yeah.
So it's just a good reminder that even something like the price of a commodity can be really complex.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not just supply and demand.
Right. It's all these cultural and economic and even logistical things all mixed together.
Totally.
That's wild.
It is.
Okay, so just to recap here.
Yeah.
We've got trade wars. We've got economic uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
this potential peace agreement,
right.
OPEC, plus keeping everybody in suspense,
uh-huh.
and then this whole world of bitumen.
It's a lot.
All affecting oil prices. Well,
yeah, it's a tangled web.
It really is.
And I think it shows just how connected everything is globally.
Yeah.
You know, even events that seem totally unrelated can have these knock-on effects.
Yeah, yeah. It really makes you think about things in a new way.
Yeah. Definitely.
So to all our deep divers out there.
Yeah.
We've given you the facts.
Uh-huh.
Now we want to hear from you. What do you think is going to happen with oil prices?
Yeah. What are your predictions?
Given all this uncertainty.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts. Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep on diving.
Bye. Bye.